Good morning, brethren. I hope you're having a wonderful Sabbath. So how do you react when something completely unexpected happens? We all have had situations where something comes up that we weren't expecting, sometimes good, but sometimes bad. It can be a loss of a job, a loss of a loved one, a health trial, all types of things come up that we might not be expecting. So a situation like this just happened to a co-worker of mine. I'm a high school teacher here in Cincinnati, and it was my first year in the school, and there's another new teacher as well who was teaching with me. We shared a classroom, so we became pretty close. Now, he'd been teaching for about 10 years, but it was his first year in the school that we're at now, so we both kind of relied on each other a little bit as we both got new to the school. And things were going well. He was a good teacher. You know, he'd been teaching for about 10 years, as I said. But about a month before school was out, he came in one day looking really upset, so I asked him how he was doing, and he said he just found out that he wasn't going to be renewed for the next school year. So, theoretically, he'd been fired from his job at the end of the school year. And it came unexpected. He had no idea this was happening. He started telling me that he just bought a new house. He and his family just moved a few months ago. You know, he has three small children and all these difficult things, and all of a sudden, he doesn't know what he's going to do. He's not sure how he's going to support his family, take care of this new house that he just had. And he was completely shocked. He had all these plans. He'd been doing it for a long time, so he really was feeling like he was going to be teaching for his whole life. And now all these questions started to come up. He even began to question himself. Maybe he wasn't as good of a teacher as he thought he was. When something unexpected happens, we often start questioning things. We question ourselves. We question sometimes even, why does God do this? Now, he was religious. He was a Catholic. We'd often had talks. Obviously, we had different views, but we talked about God a decent amount of times. And he started telling me he thought he was a good person. He's not quite sure why God would allow this to happen. He felt like he tried to do what God said, and he felt lost. Everything that he believed in, his hopes, all of a sudden were no longer how he'd felt. And I think we all have gone through a time like this before. Maybe it wasn't a loss of a job. Maybe it was a sickness or even a relocation from a job. It can be all types of things that come unexpected that make us start questioning maybe why God's allowing something or why something's happening the way it is. And now as this happens, you know, we had a lot of talks. Like I said, we share a classroom, so we talk just about every day. And some days were better, and I'll try and encourage him and tell him that, you know, things will work out and just be confident and that he'll be okay. And some days he'd do better than other days he'd come in, and you can just see it like in his face, just his lack of hope. And that's really what it came down to. He no longer had the hope that he had before. His hope that things would always be okay. His hope that God would always take care of him and provide for him. And that can often happen to us as well. When things become unexpected, when we don't know exactly why something's happening, it's easy for us to start losing hope. This idea that everything was going to be okay. So that's actually what I want to talk about today. We're going to look at three beliefs that we have to keep our hope in any situation. So we're going to look at three things that we have to keep in mind and believe, no matter what, to keep our hope in God. But before we get into actually those three beliefs, we want to just kind of explain a little bit more what hope is. It's one of those words that we hear a lot, and we all might have a little different meaning. So we want to talk a little bit about really what hope is. Now, the word hope can be found approximately 150 times in the Bible. And it's actually found the most in the book of Psalms, which I found interesting, not quite what I expected. I figured maybe be in the New Testament. When I think of hope, I usually think New Testament. But then as I studied through those areas it was found, it made me start thinking about King David and how much hope he had in God. When he was running for his life, when he was being chased by, you know, King Saul, he had to have a lot of hope in God because that's all he had. He had nothing else. He was on the run. He was hiding in caves. And his hope in God is what kept him going. And he often wrote about that in the Psalms. What I also found interesting was that the next highest amount of times it was found, 15 times, was in the book of Job. Now, that's not a book I usually think of as hope. You know, there's a lot of lessons we can learn from Job, but that wasn't where I expected it to be. A lot of times hope was found as well, but it was. And as I studied those scriptures, I also found it really interesting how hope is a theme all throughout the book of Job. And so we're not going to get into that today, but I encourage you to sometimes read through Job and look at the hope and how that's a theme throughout the whole book of Job. So the word hope, translated in the New Testament, is actually the Greek word elpis. So it can be translated to mean hope, confidence, or an expectation without wavering. So it's an expectation that God will do what he says, no matter the situation or circumstances. And we can be completely confident and expect everything to come to pass that God has said. So that's kind of the definition of the hope we'll be talking about today. It's this unwavering expectation that anything God has said, he will do. Now, that's not how we often use hope. I think on the way here is some ways that I might use hope every day, you know. I might say, I hope it's nice outside today, or I hope our baby Dexter sleeps well during services. That's not an unwavering expectation that no matter what, that's going to happen. That's how we use it, but that's not the kind of hope we're talking about today. It's this deep down, this anchor that we have that no matter what the situation is, God's going to take care of us, and that we can rely 100% fully on the assurances that he's given. Okay, so now that we kind of have an idea of what kind of hope we're talking about, let's look at the three beliefs that we have to have to help us keep our hope in any situation. So belief number one, so we have to believe that God is able to do anything. So nothing is beyond what God is capable of. He is in control of everything, and there's nothing outside of his realm or expertise. So he created us, he created the universe, he created everything that is. So when we have this idea that there's nothing too big or too difficult for God, that has to be the foundation of our belief to help us keep hope in any situation. So a scripture that we want to turn to look at this would be 2 Corinthians 20, verse 6. So 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. So 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. And here King Jehoshaphat, who's king of Judah, was praying to God as they were about to be attacked by the Amorites and the Moabites. So here King Jehoshaphat is kind of scared because they're about to be attacked by these other nations, and this is his prayer to God. So 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hands is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? So here we just see in this short little verse how much faith King Jehoshaphat had that God was the king of everything. There is nothing not under God's authority. And when we have this strong belief in that, it helps us to keep our hope in any situation. I'm also going to quote Jeremiah 10:12. We don't have to turn there. But it says, he has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. So here Jeremiah is really showing that anything and everything is within God's power and authority. I also thought about going to Job 38, which is where God begins questioning Job and starts asking him, where were you when I created the earth? Where were you when I did all these marvelous things? It's when I think Job really became humble and realized how small he was in the sight of God. And it's a really powerful chapter to help show us the power and might of God. So the first thing to remember and believe when we're trying to keep our hope is that God is in complete control and is able to do anything and everything, and nothing is out of his power. So the second belief we need to have to keep our hope is we need to believe that he will do everything he has said and everything he has promised. Now, God has promised us a great deal of things, and he will not break his word. He has promised us wonderful things. When we read statements in the Bible that God will do anything or do something, we can count on it in any situation and at any time. God will always keep his word, no matter the circumstances. So turn with me to 1 Titus 1, 2. Here we'll see what the Apostle Paul had to say about this. It's a pretty plain scripture, but I think it cuts straight to the point about God keeping his word. So that's Titus 1, chapter 1, verse 2. So here the Apostle Paul, talking to Titus, says, in hope of eternal life, which God, so here we're talking about this hope that we have of eternal life, this deep yearning for that God has told us we will have. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, has promised before time began. So that's as far as we need to get. So this hope that we have of eternal life, this expectation, it's not some hope, like I said, I hope it's nice out today, but this hope that God promises he's going to give this to us. And it says he cannot lie. So this hope, there's no way around it. This is the promise that we have from God. that he cannot lie, and we have this hope of eternal life. So here we see the second belief we have to have is that no matter what, God cannot lie. He is always faithful for what he says. So if we believe what the Bible says, then we have to believe all of it and all the time, no matter the situation or circumstance, because God will always keep his word, as we saw here in Titus. So I also want to turn to Hebrews 6. I think this is a really good verse to show this meaning as well. So Hebrews 6, chapter 6, verse 18. Here the Apostle Paul once again is talking about hope, and he uses a really interesting analogy of an anchor, which I want to talk about for a little while. So Hebrews 6, verse 18 and 19. So it says that by two immutable things, which means there's two things that are set in stone, they cannot change, in which it is impossible for God to lie. So again, we see God cannot lie. We might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. So again, talking about this hope that God has given us and he cannot lie. And verse 19 continues, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. So here I find it really interesting, this analogy of an anchor. You know, an anchor is what any ship will use, whether it's in bad weather. It lays down that anchor and it holds it in place no matter what kind of storm's coming, no matter what kind of waves are beating on that boat. That anchor holds it in place and keeps it pretty sturdy and strong. And that's what this hope can be to us, no matter the circumstance, no matter the storm that we're in. If we have that anchor of hope, it can hold us and keep us strong and safe in any situation. So the second belief that we have to have is that God cannot lie, and he's faithful in all of his words and promises. So our third belief today to help us keep our hope is that God loves us and wants the best for us. We have to believe with all of our heart that God loves us and wants the best for us. So he has our best interest in mind, and he wants the best for us. And that really comes down to he wants us to have eternal life. He wants us to be children in his family. So that's what everything God does points us toward, that life, to be a part of his family. So when we have that deep belief that God loves us and wants the best for us, it helps us to see that no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, whether it's the loss of a job or loss of a loved one, that it's always within God's plan and it's what's best because he loves us. So whenever I think about things working out good for us because God loves us, Romans 8:28 was my first memory scripture comes to mind. I don't want to have to turn there because I've read it so many times. It was the first scripture that I remembered. And so if we look at Romans 8:28, let's turn there real quick, and we'll look at just what, again, the Apostle Paul says about everything always working together. So it says, and we know, so we have this belief, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. So right here we see, because God loves us so much, he makes everything work out for our good. No matter how, sometimes we question, how can this be for our good? It always is, whether we see it or not. I know it's so easy to ask, how can this be for my good? But God always has it in mind and in store to be for our good. I also want to turn to Ephesians 2. So Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. And one more scripture about God's love and how much he loves us and always wants the best for us. So it's Ephesians 2 and chapter 2 and verse 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. So here we see just the amount of love God had for us, that while we were still sinners, while we were still dead in trespasses, he loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us so he could fulfill his plan of us being children in his family. So the third belief that we have to keep our hope in any situation is the belief that he loves us and wants the best for us in all situations. So if we believe these things, these three beliefs, that God loves us, that he wants the best for us, if we believe these things, it isn't shaken in any situation. Our hope can be strong in any situation, any circumstance, any trial, or any change that we're going through. Sometimes it might not even be a big trial like a loss of a job. It might just be a change of situation, maybe a new job, or maybe moving. All these things can challenge our hope, and we have to hold strong to any situation. So if we have this strong hope, it can be our anchor, no matter what kind of waves, no matter what kind of storm can come against us and crash against us. That hope is our anchor to keep us grounded in God. So it's the kind of hope that is strong and allows us to be confident in God and his plans and his promises. So it gives us comfort, protection, and confidence that it will all work out for God and it's always in his control. So when you find yourself in the next storm, I hope you can remember that God is in control, that he keeps his promises, that he loves us, and that these beliefs will help us stay strong and have hope in any situation.